This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. With us for hour number one is Gwyneth Isaacs. She's in Australia. And we're going to get a live update about what's happening down under. Welcome. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello. How are you, Vincent?
Very well indeed. Very well indeed. And you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's like about 2 a.m. in the morning here, but I'm good. I've got my wood-fired stove and my cup of tea is just about boiled, and so that'll be good.
Well, thank you for staying up late to be with us here on this broadcast classroom. So you and I had a chat off the air, and we were talking about a theory that you have. Do you want to start with
that? That's right. Yeah. You know something, on my mum and dad's side of the family, on both sides of my family, okay, I'm descended from British blue bloods, which makes my genetics a bit different to the ordinary person that you would see out there. Most people who have blue blood genetics are not out there in the general population. They've got their, places that they go, and they don't tend to mix much with the general public, okay? But there are people who are like me out there. I probably have about 90% blue blood genetics, and if you want to know what that means, if you get a canine that is 90% wolf, okay, just go onto the internet, for example, and type in, in your favorite search engine, 90% wolf, and then click on images, it's pretty much going to look like a wolf, okay? So 90% genetics is pretty well pure. Now, I've got this theory regarding vaccines and those people who have a high proportion of blue blood genetics who are out there for whatever reason in the general population and are not in the club. You know, on my father's side of the family, his ancestors were cut off from the Bonham Carters, which was, you know, my dad's family, probably around about 1875 or 1876, okay? So that's a while ago. And on my mother's side of the family, her family emigrated to Australia and were more or less lopped off the family tree around about 1926, okay? And her family are the Longs and the Crawfords. And my great-uncle, great-great-uncle, his name was William Long, and he was His Majesty's Chief of Horse at Buckingham Palace. And my grandfather, whose name was called William Jesse Long or Jesse William Long, depending on the record, he was actually in the household cavalry. That's what I mean when I say that my family is a blue blood family. Okay. But we're out here in Australia. My mum met my dad. They fell in love in the normal, usual way, not any arranged anything. And they had children who are, because of his genetics and her genetics, pretty well pure blue blood, which is not normal, does not often happen. Okay? Now, I've got a theory that the vaccines are actually genocidal. They are a bioweapon against those blue bloods who are out there in the general community to shut down their genetics and either kill them or totally and permanently incapacitate them, stop them from ever breeding, and so on and so forth. And what triggered me to this was many years ago, when I was a teenager, I came out to help look after my sister's children because she almost died in childbirth. She gave birth to twins, and she had a four-year-old boy as well. What happened in her family, two of her sons, that's one of the twins and the four-year-old, ended up becoming autistic. And because she was a nurse, those children got vaccinated for everything under the sun. If there was a vaccine for it, she made sure that they got it. And she was very, very diligent about it because of her nursing training. And that resulted in both of her boys becoming autistic. Okay? Now, the only other fellow in our generation who had children out of the seven children that my mum and dad bore, his wife was unable to carry boys. Okay? She would become pregnant and it would be a boy and she would miscarry. And she had maybe a dozen or more miscarriages. And what you could tell of them, they were all boys. And because he married a Aboriginal woman, it's likely through the government programs that she was in fact fully vaccinated because of the government health programs in the 1960s that the Australian government had. And she lost all of her boys. She ended up bearing two girls. And it's so of all the surviving male children in our generation, of those seven family members have born, my two sons are the only ones who do not have autism. All the rest are either dead, meaning miscarried, or severely autistic. And by severely autistic, my nephew, it's an absolute shame. He's one of the most severely autistic people in the state and will be in an institution for the rest of his life unless God does a miracle. It's very, very sad. And I blame the vaccines. Absolutely. Consider that there is some genetic thing in there that the vaccines are latched onto that is specific to the blue blood genetics, okay? Because we know that different racial groups have different markers and that the powers that were have been targeting specific racial groups with vaccines for quite some time. And, you know, the blue bloods are ultimately another racial group, okay? And it's just, you know, I don't know when I clicked onto this. I think it was a number of years ago when I was learning about vaccines. But I decided at that time that, you know, I was not going to get my kids. I initially didn't want to get any vaccines for my children, but we had to end up giving my older boy some vaccines because we had child protection at the time breathing down our neck. And it's, you know, not through anything that we did, but because they're a bunch of pedophilic child kidnappers. But that's another thing. They seem to have various families marked out for, you know, to make trouble for them, to split them up, to hassle them any which way they can. And it seems to me that somehow, some way, that we made it onto the list of families that they really wanted to disrupt. And bless the living God that he has been with us. And I have my children with me. I have my land. I have my home, my house. And they have not been able to succeed in any of their plans, ultimately. But, yeah, in my humble opinion, the vaccines are absolutely genocidal against those members of the Blue Bloods who are not in the club, because we, on average, have an IQ of about 110 or 120, and we have a cultural memory and epigenetics and family history stories of exactly how the club has screwed our families over. Basically, it's been pretty bad, you know. We know what they're like. And we will tell what they're like to whoever wants to listen. Yeah, so that's just what I've noticed. Would you like to comment, Vincent?
I'd love to comment. So you mentioned that the IQ of the Blue Bloods, the royalty, if you will, is 110 to 120. Average IQ is 100 plus or minus 10. So roughly 10 points above the high end of average IQ if you hit 120. So is it that the Blue Bloods think that they're special, that they want to dominate and control because they think the rest of us are inferior? Is that what this is all about?
I think that the ones who are in the club probably do think that they have some sort of a right to rule. Me, I just think that whoever's the cleverest from whatever race or background or whatever, wherever they come from, if you're clever, if you've got brains and you can organise things, then you've got every right to organise things however you want.
Okay.
No matter where
thought.
You come from.
Yeah, good point. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Gwyneth Isaacs with us. She's in Australia, and she's providing an update on some of her thoughts, a theory that she has, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. Gwyneth, do you think that that a side benefit of these vaccines is to kill a lot of the rest of us, or do you think the side benefit is to kill royalty who has strayed away from the corruption?
I reckon because they seem to be so effective, especially at wiping out the male line. Most people who are autistic are in fact male, okay? That's what they seem to obsess on. Is, you know, I think that the fact that the vaccines are bad for everybody else is possibly a side effect. Because, you know, if you pump anybody full of aborted baby parts, cancer cell lines, formaldehyde, mercury, arsenic, and whatever else they put into the vaccine, it's going to be bad for you. But with people, with my particular genetic, I think I've actually narrowed it down to what actually gets attacked, and that is there's a bundle of nerves between the two halves of the brain, okay? And that bundle of nerves enables your left brain to communicate with your right brain, okay? I think it's called the amygdala. And it's really interesting because with the normal genetic in our family, it's not 100% displayed in every member of the family, but there's a high frequency of it. We can actually think with both sides of our brain at the same time, and that's highly unusual. And I have this gene, and my niece has this gene. We both know that we have it. And I don't know of anybody else in the family who has it for sure, but that ability to think with both sides of the brain at the same time definitely gives us an advantage in things like just working stuff out and being ahead of the game. It means that we can think scientifically and intuitively at the same time, which most people are incapable of doing. But what autism and also other nervous disorders like epilepsy, there's a number of varieties of epilepsy, but some varieties of epilepsy actually involve the amygdala, okay? What a lot of the vaccine damage does in things like autism is it totally shuts down the amygdala so that the two halves of the brain cannot function. You know, normally we can swap from left brain to right brain and we can, you know, if we've got something technical or analytical that we need to do, that's left brain stuff. We're thinking about that. And we don't tend to have imaginative thought processes and artistic thought processes at that time. Okay? But then if we get into, like, drawing or painting, if we're somebody who does card readings or whatever, that's all right brain stuff, okay? The frequency in the general population of people who can use both sides of their brain at once, okay, is probably about 1 in 20. But I'm estimating that within our family, that frequency is more like 1 in 4. So like I said, it's not everybody in the family, but it's certainly a lot higher than out there in the general population. And it gives people with my genetic that special edge, okay? I think that they want to wipe us out because they have a maniacal desire to keep the power that they have. And they see us as being probably a threat to, you know, them holding on to power because they are evil and
thought.
We're not.
Hold that thought.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys. is, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
It's gonna be sliding.
What
today?
Thank
God you're.
When you're going to
be for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about blue bloods. Gwyneth Isaacs with us from Australia. And Gwyneth, you mentioned just as we were going into break, last segment, that the blue bloods removed from the club might be considered a threat to those holding on to, trying to hold on to power.
That's right.
Are they involved in? Are they? Do the Blue Bloods trying to hold on to power, are they involved in dirty tricks?
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of dirty tricks?
Okay. Well, making up false accusations against you, okay, to try and break up your family, get your children into the so-called child protection system, which, I mean, everybody now knows is just a pedophile cartel. That's dirty trick at the top of the heap, number one. That absolutely is. They want our children. They absolutely want our children. And if they can't, you know, kill them in the womb, if they can't poison them with vaccines, if they, then they will try and remove them from our care and either get them into a family that has no clue where they come from, or worse still, get them into a family where they're going to be abused. And I have, my God, I have had so many, it got to the point at one stage of vexatious harassment with the, you know, with the child snatchers. And basically it only stopped when I said, listen, if you continue, you are going to get claims for damages filed against you. And then it stopped, you know, the harassment, that is. But by ongoing, I mean, this only, they only decided that, you know, that their last attempt at busting up our family was only about a year ago. Okay, and my oldest son is almost 16 years old. So during that time, and we're not a wealthy family, but probably we're wealthier than about 90% of the people out there on account of the fact that I own my own land, which most people out there do not. I own my own land because I paid off a mortgage. but that mortgage was from a family member. It wasn't through a bank, you know, because we were on a low income, and basically one of my family members offered me a rent to buy mortgage. I don't know if you have those in the U.S., but you rent the land for a certain number of years, and then you can either purchase it or, you know, you, whatever, depending on how the contract
it happens
structured.
Here too. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens in the United States.
But yeah, that apparently puts me in the top 10% of wealth, which is pretty sad because, like, we're still living on, like, or my government check just came in, all $353 worth of it. That's a fortnight. By the way, and that and a little bit of money that I get from card reading, which might be, you know, $100 or a bit more a fortnight, $100 or $150 a fortnight, is our income, which is, you know, actually less than the unemployment benefit. Yeah, this is, it's people, we're going through the same thing. We don't get any help from our family overseas in England, okay? We just don't. And yet somehow we always manage to rise to the top of the pile because we're clever. We know the tricks that they play. We're able to counter them. You know, and because of that, and because we're clever and because we're good at what we do, those blue bloods out there who are not a part of the club, we tend to rise pretty close to the top, but then we get offered a deal. And my dad didn't take the deal. Okay. Alex Jones has talked about this. If you go back into his family background, I think it was his father or his grandfather was actually a blue blood. And when he got to, in his broadcasting career, he began to become a little bit successful. He had people from the club come in, they looked at his ancestry and they offered him the deal, and he told them basically to go and jump off somewhere high, which is really good for the rest of us, you know. But anyway, that's how it works. And so, but needless, never mind any of that, we still manage to accomplish a great deal. Because we know their tricks. We have, like I said, epigenetic, which means, you know, if you get somebody who's been living in a place which is full of starvation, they're able to get by on a lot less food, okay? If you get somebody who, you know, is from a very cold place, they're able to handle the cold. The genetics... over generations, they just tend to express more in whatever area you need. And with the blue bloods, the epigenetics is basically personal survival, with you operating in self-preservation from family members who often want to kill you. Okay, that doesn't mean immediate family members. That means your cousin down the road. Okay, this is even back in England. This is even within the club. Okay, they have an ongoing, constant competition between themselves. They cannot even trust each other. They're a bunch of Luciferian scoundrels. And, you know, that deep cultural memory is so deeply ingrained that when you see them coming, you can see them coming, and they just, I don't think they're anywhere near as prepared, you know, because they think that you're just somebody else who's come along and doesn't know what they're about. You know, I'm talking about people like the Blue Plague and the child kidnappers. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to stop treating these people with so much respect.
Do you think that's a term? Absolutely. I don't respect politicians at any level, and I believe that respect is earned. It's not a given. And Gwyneth, there's been reports, and I've read many of them on the internet, that all the presidents except one, and that would be Martin Van Buren, was linked to King John. All of them except one, including, you know, Barack Hussein Obama or Barry Sifora. Yeah, including him. They're all related. So the next question is, do you think that the presidents are selected based on their bloodlines?
I would say they probably are. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for instance, let's just take a random president, Jimmy Carter. Uh-huh. Or he's a Bonham Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a no-brainer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They call him the peanut farmer. Well, he's about the most highly bred peanut farmer you'll ever meet, because
mm-hmm.
he's a Bonham Carter. Case in point. You know? And you look at every single one of them, and you go back a few generations. Maybe you have to go back to the Mayflower. But I heard that it was Henry V. You know, it might be both. It might be King John and then Henry V. But King John was an absolute scoundrel. He was not liked by anyone, you know, and he was the whole reason why there was even a Magna Carta in the first place. But you see, I don't know how common this knowledge is there out in the general population. But I grew up with my dad telling me what a bunch of scumbags the banksters were. He didn't have that word banksters. He said, you come from the Bonham Carters. The Bonham Carters are a British banking family, and the British bankers are a bunch of scoundrels. He said, and they're even scoundrels to their own. And that was my dad, who was a Bonham Carter, who was descended from the British bankers. Okay, the Bonham Carters are a banking family. Helena Bonham Carter is my fifth cousin. Her father is Raymond Bonham Carter. And guess what Raymond Bonham Carter does for a living? He's a City of London banker. And that's very easy to verify. And he's just been engaged in the family business that they've been engaged in for hundreds and hundreds of years, is ripping people off. And they've been at it for a long time. But you know something? Their strategies actually haven't changed very much. The only thing that is now different is that we, ordinary people who are just trying to get by, are now regarded as being the indigenous tribe. So instead of it being the Maoris or the Africans or the Aborigines, you and me and whoever else is out there, whether we come from blue blood families or not, are regarded as being the villagers, the tribal people. And they are treating all of us now in exactly the same way that they have treated indigenous tribes all through history. And their treatment of indigenous tribes all through history has, by and large, been totally disgusting. So if you want to know how the British Blue Bloods intend to treat you, take, for instance, that oil pipeline that they now want to build through Indian Reservation. It's on the front page of the news of the U.S. now, I believe.
It is. I'll tell you what. Hold that thought, and we'll talk more about that pipeline when we come back. And also, how about Kate Middleton and William? They're distant cousins, and they're married. Is this intentional to keep this all in the family? We'll break back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency-encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvent Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's calling in from Australia, and she's providing a brilliant insight into Blue Bloods, royalty, and some of their tactics. And Gwyneth, you were talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline, or the Bacon Pipeline. It's almost
right.
A 1,200-mile-long pipeline project in the United States. Please tell us more.
Okay, yeah, I think my younger son, he saw this on the internet, and he said, "Mum," and I said, "Yes," and he said, "Why don't they just build it around the Indian reservation?" And I said, "That's a very good question. It's not about the pipeline, okay? It's about domination of the people. They could put it around the boundary, okay? They are absolutely rolling in money. There's no shortage of funds where they are concerned. If they need more funds, they can just run the printing presses a bit further. That's not a problem for them, okay? You know, and besides which, they have so much money, they couldn't spend it in 10 lifetimes, you know? No, it's not about money. It's not about the shortest route or whatever argument they have. It's about dominating the Indian tribe and poisoning their land so that they cannot make a living off their own soil. That's what it's about. Because sooner or later, every pipeline leaks. That's just how it is. And I know that because my dad was also a pipeline engineer.
Mm-hmm. And every nuclear reactor leaks.
Yeah, every reactor leaks. You know, although my dad mostly worked on water pipelines, you know, he could build just about anything. Once again, he had a very high intelligence and had the capacity, apparently, to use both sides of his brain at once, which makes for a very, very good engineer indeed, because you can get intuitive sparks on the go with regards to things mechanical. And but, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about domination. And do you know something? That in the club, they're all Luciferians, okay? And they believe that they are, that their god, Lucifer, intends for them to rule over us, the villagers, okay? And that's by any means possible. And if that means building an oil pipeline through your backyard or my backyard, God forbid that should happen, you know? It's, you know, it's not something that ever would. I think that they would find that they had a few problems on my account, you know, if they tried to pull something like that. But they have in the past tried to, you know, seize my a piece of real estate that I used to own for a wildlife corridor. So they did try that trick with us, but it just so happened that my husband was friends with a fellow called Sir Joe Bielke Peterson, who used to be the Premier of Queensland. That was was one of my husband's friends. He's passed on now, but we got on the phone to Sir Joe, and I spoke personally to his wife, and she is a lovely lady. People have very mixed opinions of Joe, but in this case, he certainly did help us, you know. And we got a letter through the mail a little while after that, that, you know, they didn't want their land for a wildlife corridor after all. But ordinary people maybe don't know that this is how things actually work.
Gwyneth, are you a target?
I would say so. Because I speak out, because I know their tactics, and I try and help other people, and I certainly help myself. And, yeah, I don't think there's much of their carry-on that I haven't seen over the years.
I read that Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana both descended from the same man. You know, distantly. Well,
probably, yep.
Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. Gwyneth Isaacs, Australia. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.